What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gif. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to have this young lady back. We've had her on a couple of times before. It's Kelly Chewbacca. She's the Republican running for U.S. Senate out of the great state of Alaska. Kelly, how are you? Good to see you again.
So happy to be with you. Thanks for having me, Joe.
You're very welcome. Now, I was going to say you're the Republican nominee. Are you?
Essentially, but our system's a little bit different here in Alaska. So I know it's confusing. You're not the only one. I've shaken thousands of hands across the state, and the question I get asked the most from Alaskans is, how does this ranked choice system work? This is the first time that we're doing it, and this system was put in place by Murkowski and her allies in an attempt to help her keep her Senate seat. So we all know the mystery behind the story, but what's happened is we got rid of party primary. She never would have survived a party primary. She would have lost in that election to me. We got more Republican votes than she did. The Democrats are lining up behind Lisa Murkowski, and that's her only chance of winning this election. And so the four people who got the most votes in the primary are now in the general election. It's me and Murkowski, the Democrat candidate who got around 6% of the votes in the primary. You can see where the Democrats are voting.
Yeah.
And then a fourth candidate who was a Republican. He got a few votes. He suspended his campaign. He's come behind our campaign and endorsed us. So functionally, there's three candidates on the ballot, though there will be four names. What happens now is it's like a multiple choice test. That's what it looks like for ranked choice. You get to bubble in the candidate that you prefer. For people who are watching that are Alaska voters, if you want me to win, just bubble Kelly Chewbacca one. And move on. That's all you have to do on the Senate ballot.
I got to stop you because that is such great advice. I was just going to ask you, can I write Kelly Chewbacca on all four? And you're saying it's easier than that. Just write it on the top.
Just one. Yes, and move on. You do not have to rank a second choice. And we heard from the Division of Elections, if you rank Kelly 1, 2, 3, and 4, it can mess up your ballot. So just do Kelly Chewbacca 1 and move to the congressional race.
Because if they put you 1 and put somebody else, Murkowski, 2nd, that could actually give her a boost that she doesn't deserve.
It doesn't give her a boost. It doesn't do anything. You're just spending more time in the ballot box. And ranked choice is confusing. And we don't want anyone to be confused or dissuaded from voting. So just rank Kelly Chewbacca 1 and move on.
When I ask you, and it's Kelly Chewbacca, Kelly4AK.com, Kelly F-O-R-A-K.com. I hope that you win. We've been pushing for you since we first met a long time ago. But what confuses me is people in Alaska have told me over and over, Joe, you don't get it. Murkowski didn't really win 6 years ago. How is that possible? Did she lose 6 years ago, but somehow through a write-in or something, she still got the seat back?
There are many ways that Murkowski has kept this seat, but the infamous election that you're talking about, yes, she lost her primary and decided to come back and do a write-in election as an independent candidate. And it was at that point in time that a coalition of mostly Democrats and some independents and some of her Republican friends came together, and she was able to edge forward in a write-in election.
Wow.
That is a notorious campaign that has sort of lived in a legend, if you will, throughout Alaska of how Murkowski has stayed in office. And yes, Alaskans remember that, and she is a very formidable opponent. In this particular race, there has been more dark money from the lower 48 spent in this campaign trying to preserve Murkowski's Senate seat than either she or I have spent combined in our respective campaigns. You can see how interested the establishment is in making sure they keep Murkowski in there, because She can be bought and she can be bullied, and they do not want an Alaskan in there who won't be silenced and won't be controlled by the DC establishment.
And when there's a really important issue that Alaskans want to go to the right and be more conservative on, she's pretty reliable that Dianne Feinstein can get her to do whatever she wants.
You're referring to the photo of her being boxed in on the wall. Yeah, it's exactly right. We don't want to see our senator bullied by the DC establishment. She's voting 80% of the time with Joe Biden. She's confirmed all of his judges, 90% of his senior nominees, including all the radical environmentalists that have annihilated our energy and resource industries in Alaska and killed our jobs. Those are the jobs we use to pay for rent and put food on the table. Those are the jobs that people rely on. Up here in Alaska, we're eating the food that we canned, that we caught, and that we killed. Mostly we do that because we enjoy it, but this year we're doing it because we have to. No state has been targeted by the Biden administration for shutdown like our state has. And the thing that's heartbreaking is our senior senator has been complicit in those efforts.
I have to show the picture, Kelly. I just have to, because those watching probably won't understand the reference. I mean, this blew my mind. I was like, what are we talking about here? This is a U.S. senator who Dianne Feinstein must be 5 foot nothing, and she's the badass here? I'm not sure I understand what was going on, but this is the person that people in Alaska are relying on to vote for what they want. I mean, I wouldn't trust this person. Why is she still doing so well? Is it simply because of the money and Mitch McConnell suddenly, I guess, is on her side? Fill me in on that. I mean, Mitch McConnell should be calling you and telling you, I'll do anything you want to get you in the Senate. That's not happening, is it?
Mitch McConnell's defying the determination of the delegates of the Alaska Republican Party, which is shocking because we believe in a government of the people, by the people, for the people. The Republican Party didn't start in Washington, D.C. It started as a grassroots movement of people around shared and common values. The Republican Party censured Murkowski and removed her from membership before I ever started my campaign. That's what Alaska Republicans believe. We know that Lisa Murkowski is in it deep with the Biden administration. In fact, just recently, she came out and said of the four candidates that are running for Congress, three would caucus with the Republicans, one will be in support of Nancy Pelosi. Wow. She's polling for Pelosi. She would rather we send somebody there who's going to be on Nancy Pelosi's caucus, which is against all the interests of Alaskans. We don't want a far radical left agenda in the House that's jacking up our inflation and driving down our economy. That's not in our interest, but that's what Murkowski is interested in. Anything for the D.C. establishment. And that's what Mitch McConnell represents. Lisa Murkowski is a dependable vote for the D.C. establishment. She'll do whatever they want. And at this point, she owes them millions and millions of favors because of all the dark money that's poured in. And why is this race tied 50-50? This is the closest Senate race and the least expensive Senate race in the nation. It's only because of ranked choice. In round one, which would be your typical election, we're leading by double digits.
Right.
But then when you start reallotting, if you will, the votes from the candidates down ballot, that's where she picks up the extra points, and this becomes a really tight race. So the way it'll be won is Alaskans getting out the vote, bringing friends and family and saying this race is important. We get to determine the outcome of the election, and this election affects the outcome of the nation.
If you want a conservative in the Senate seat, what you're saying very simply is Kelly Chewbacca is the right choice. If you think voting for Murkowski is voting for conservative or Republican values, it's not true. She only has a chance because those who have no chance, they can end up going into her camp if they choose her second or third. I think I get it. I don't like that you're doing it. Not that you're doing it, but Alaska should be smarter and launch this thing just out of your polling places because it's too confusing. And again, as Kelly said, if you want her to be the winner, just put her name on and move on. KellyForAK.com, KellyForAK.com. Tell me, what are the chief issues in Alaska? I'm assuming that fossil fuels and oil, huge industry there. People get dividends every year from that industry, and it's under attack constantly from Washington, D.C. I'm guessing that is the economy in Alaska.
You're absolutely right. That's the main thing I hear at doorsteps across the state. It's about the economy. It's about inflation. It's about the direct assault on our resource industries, which are oil and gas, mining, timber, and fish. We got to protect these resource industries for our economy long term. We also need to develop and diversify our industries. We're on the front lines of national security for the nation. We see that what Russia and China are up to, and there's only one Arctic state in the United States, and that's us, and we're way behind on readiness and preparedness in the Arctic. I spent over a decade in the national security community. I'm uniquely qualified to bring us into that advanced level of preparedness.
If you don't mind, and I want you to go to the other thing in a second, but I'm so dumb, and you probably agree. I'm here deep in the heart of Texas. I didn't even think about national security. Russia is across the Bering Straits from you. I mean, it's not very far from you in China. Exactly right. And nobody considers you a border state. Do me a favor, elaborate on that. I mean, is there a fear that they can make a move anytime they want and you would be the first stop?
They will make a move anytime they want. They've already invaded our sovereign space up here in Alaska, and we see it regularly. The challenge that we have as a nation is if you go and look at the amount of forts or ports in readiness that Russia has on their North Shore, and then look at what we have, it is alarming. What is Russia preparing for? And then why aren't we prepared? And Alaska is the front lines of readiness and defense. I don't know, Joe, that they would attack us first, but we are obviously the closest ones able to respond. We're not only the furthest state north and west, we're also the furthest state east. And so if we want to be prepared and we want to be ready for those objectives that Russia and China are, that are counter to ours, they have Arctic objectives counter to our own. The best place to be prepared and ready is in Alaska, and we are not. And so the second Pentagon should be built up and stood up immediately on our front line of defense. We are closest to Russia, China, North Korea, and Indonesia, all of our foreign adversaries, except for places over in the Middle East. Yeah. And this is something that we're way behind in developing.
And we've got Joe Biden at private Democrat fundraisers saying, yeah, nuclear Armageddon with Putin, so it looks like it might happen. I mean, that's not something to joke about.
That's exactly right. Putin is not a joke. We need to take him very seriously. He's been very clear and evident in what he is willing to do. And he is not joking when he has said he wants to take Alaska back. I don't think anything Putin says is a joke.
Yeah.
And that's a direct threat on American territory. So we need to be ready and we need to be prepared.
It's time to retire Lisa Murkowski. Vote for Kelly Chewbacca if you are in Alaska. Kelly4AK.com. It's the word F-O-R, Kelly4AK.com. I know that people in Alaska, more than most places, live off the land. Many people aren't you know, super rich, but they get by. They work hard economically. Getting stuff to Alaska is not easy. It's far from where a lot of the stuff is. And I hear from people all the time. I get calls from Alaska every single day as we're live in three different cities. And they've got really, really important concerns that somebody so far away as D.C. is making a decision for them. Should you go there, what is the chief difference between you and Lisa Murkowski for the people who are listening and watching in Alaska?
Yeah, the main thing is for us, it's personal. It's not politics. Politics isn't a family business, and politics happens in D.C. For us, the story is personal. That's why I got into the race. I got in because my parents were homeless before I was born, and it was an opportunity at the slope, an oil job that changed everything for my parents. My mom got it just with a high school degree. We know those stories, and we understand what's happening here in Alaska. We're tired of politicians, and we want public servants who remember that it's about of the people, by the people, and for the people. Yeah. And carrying those stories is what makes you a really good public servant and an advocate. The main difference that I would say, besides the fact that we don't owe tons of favors to people with dark money, and the fact that I don't work for the establishment, I work for Alaskans, the thing that I think that Alaskans are really wanting is just to talk straight. We want someone who's going to tell it like it is, not say one thing to us in Alaska and do the opposite in D.C., which is so typical of a politician. For example, the incumbent was running paid ads in Alaska saying Biden's going to come grab our guns while she was working with Biden and McConnell to come and grab our guns.
Wow.
She voted for gun control and red flag laws. And those are the kind of things Alaskans are just done with, Joe. We want you to just talk straight, be for us and be for us all the time. Be consistent. Don't say one thing here and do the opposite in D.C.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Kelly Chewbacca, again, go to kellyforak.com. I'm sorry for not knowing this, but is the crime wave hitting Alaska as well? We're suffering down here in the lower 48. Is it happening there as well?
We've been suffering under a crime wave for a while, and it doesn't help when our senior senator is the one who cast the tie-breaking vote for a defund the police activist to head up the Department of Justice and lead the section that oversees whether our local police departments get grants across the United States. Here in Alaska, our rural police grants have dropped from 20 recipients down to 6. So these crime waves don't just happen, Joe. They happen because of the decisions our leaders make when they think we're not looking. But these directly tie to decisions that people are making in D.C. If we support the police, we have to fund the police, and we have to support nominees that support the police. And these things have direct consequences on people who live in our towns and our villages.
When it comes to the money coming into Alaska for this race, it shows you how consistently she is a left-leaning person who calls herself Republican, that so much, as you said, dark money, outside money, and Mitch McConnell smears are coming into Alaska. I know that 538 rates you as the favorite in this race, and you said earlier that it's 50-50. Is it your 50 and then everybody else combined is 50, or are you and Murkowski neck and neck?
It's me and Murkowski that are neck and neck. So in the first round, we are coming right close to the 50% line. If we cross 50% on November 8th, then we win.
Then you win.
So that's a possibility. Yes. Alaska, get out to vote. But then on round two and round three, that's when Murkowski starts picking up those second place votes. And that's when she gets to 50. And so that's why it's a really, really close race. If we don't cross 50% on round one, we wait for the third and fourth candidate to drop off. And then they just determine who has more votes. And it becomes a real close race.
So it's not even a runoff. I mean, at some point, somebody, it will be two people and somebody will have over 50.
That's correct. And it'll be between me and Murkowski. So it is a head-to-head right now between the two of us. And if the viewers want to help us, every dollar matters to getting me more ads that reach those people who are undecided. And you can donate at kellyforak.com. And we really appreciate your help.
And her last name is pronounced, you told me to pronounce it Chewbacca, but it's actually T-S-H-I-B-A-K-A. I am saying it right, right?
You are. The force is with us, and my husband is kind of an African immigrant, so it's an African name, Chewbacca.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Okay. Again, go to kellyforak.com. Any last words you want to say here? Because, again, I just keep on saying, you know, retire Lisa Murkowski. She shouldn't have been in there for the last 6 years because of the reasons that we mentioned earlier. This is somebody from a family that just thinks she's entitled to the seat, and I'm here to tell Alaskans, has she done for you what she said that she would? What would you like to cap off with here?
You know, this seat isn't just about Alaska. This seat is about America. Yeah. Alaska can power America with our fuel. We can advance America with our minerals, build America with our timber. We can feed America with our fish and protect America with our national security posture and inspire America with our tourism. Right now, all of those things have been under direct assault by the Biden administration, and we are targeted for shutdown. If you want to shut down America, you shut down Alaska. So this Senate seat is absolutely critical to the foundation and growth of the country. And that's why this race matters to every single person in the country. And then what we're deciding, and this is across ballot boxes in the nation this year, you have to decide who you stand with. Do you stand with the American people, the families that are being crushed, and the workers that are suffering? And you're going to pick that candidate who's standing with those people, someone funded by those people and knocking on those doors? Are you going to pick the candidate who stands with Joe Biden, who confirmed all those radical environmentalists and is funded by the dark money from the establishment in Washington, D.C.? That's the simple choice on the ballot. You can listen to campaign slogans all you want, but I'll boil it down simple for you. This election matters to America, and that's the choice on the ballot. Vote Kelly Chewbacca number one and help me out, America, at kellyforak.com, and we can win this race.
Well, one last question. I've only got a few seconds left, but you mentioned something that really jumped out at me. I saw a video of a geologist maybe 10 years ago who said he believes there are 200 years of fuels and energy in Alaska if we just go and get it. 200 years worth, he says. I mean, is it really that plentiful?
It very easily could be. We haven't even begun to tap into all the potential here. Imagine what we could do. We have everything to lose, and we have everything to gain.
KellyForAK.com, Kelly, KellyForAK.com. Go there and make sure you support Kelly Chewbacca. We endorse you. We want you to win, and let us know. Call us on election night and tell us how you did.
Thank you, Joe. I so appreciate your support. Have a wonderful day.
You bet. You too. We're back after this. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks for stopping by. Got to remind you about Eden Pure. Eden Pure gets it done. You get the Thunderstorm Air Purifier, quickly destroying viruses, odors, mold, and more. People all over the nation are raving over these things. We got three in the house. It might be, listen, I keep saying three or four. I'll be honest. It might be four. I'm not sure, but it works great. Wherever we've got these units, it just smells like a thunderstorm came through, fresh and clean. Musty, mildewy smells just vanish after just a few seconds of the thunderstorm being on. Over 265,000 have been sold. You know that it works. Any odor is going to disappear when you use the Thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, could be trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, much more. No match. And best of all, no filters to buy. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for entire home protection. Get three units under $200. Fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Some of them go for over $600. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, anywhere you need clean, fresh air. With this special offer, you're getting three units for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com. Put in code PAGS3. Save $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code PAGS, the number 3. And shipping is free. Much more of the program to come. Keep it here.
Joe PAGS.